We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Six 14 now, highs of about 70 something today in the upper 70s, and it's all about the storm and in the Gulf area there. Anyway, highs of 78 today with a 90% chance for showers. Some of that rain could be heavy as that system makes its way into Beta, I think. Tim, correct me, is that right? Hurricane Tropical Storm Beta, is that where we are? Yeah. So be aware of that, and it's probably gonna rain throughout the week, and I know we're all fed up with it, but, well, what are you going to do? Big news Friday night when we all heard that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away. Now, whether you agree with her politics or not, this was one tough lady that put on, and I'm sure a lot of you can identify this with relatives, et cetera, or maybe yourself, that put up a tremendous fight against cancer, and finally, I guess, just ran out of time. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University. Joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I hope you're well today, too.
I am. To talk about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg quickly, you had some interaction with this lady, did you not, with this justice?
I did. It's a funny story that back in the 90s when I was teaching, a student asked me one day, well, how long does it take for Supreme Court justices to write opinions once the oral arguments have occurred? And are there some justices quicker than others? And I said, I don't know. I'll do some research. Did a little bit of research, came up with that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was by far the fastest in terms of turning around opinions. So I wrote up an article, kind of a cute title, Justice Delayed, Justice Denied, Fastest Justice in the West. You know, I called her Top Gun. It was just kind of a throwaway, kind of fun piece. Got it published, and for the heck of it, I sent it to her. Never expected to hear back from her. She wrote me this beautiful letter, and the part that I thought was so nice in it was where she said something to the effect of, my family says I'm the slowest eater around. I now have something that I can, you know, hold against them when they complain. And I thought that was just really kind of funny. And again, whether you liked her politics or not, it was just kind of what? Nice that she wrote back and kind of a human touch.
Well, that, and again, what she went through with the cancer and continuing to work and so forth, I'd have checked out, I'm just being honest, a long time ago. I wouldn't have had that in me, I don't think. Let's talk about the process now, moving forward, because my expert analysis of this is everybody's full of crap on this one. And that is, if you're going to go back to March 2016, when Antonin Scalia died and Merrick Garland was nominated by President Obama, and Mitch McConnell said, nope, got an election coming up. We're not going to nominate any Supreme Court justice now. We're going to, or at least have any hearings and do any confirmation hearings. We're going to let that be taken up by the next president, et cetera. That was 9 months. If you're going to say that you shouldn't do that 9 months before an election, certainly it's hypocritical to say you should do it 46 days before the election. And if you're on the other side of it and you're saying that with Merrick Garland that there should have been a hearing, well, then I guess, other than the timeline, you can also say that, well, no, there should be hearings here. Is everybody pretty much full of crap on this one? Is it all about power?
Well, I was going to say, A, they're full of crap, and B, it is about power. So both can be true at this point. Mm-hmm. Is that I think one of the casualties in politics is what? Is truth and sort of consistency. This is all about hypocrisy. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, did what they did back in 16. Why? Because they could get away with it. And mm-hmm. they're doing what they're doing now in 2016 because what? They can probably get away with it. And so this is really all it is at the end of the day. And I know Mitch McConnell has tried to, you know, in the last few days, make some distinctions, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, It's not about principle. It's not about ideology in the sense of, you know, being ethically consistent. It's just raw politics.
That's exactly right. Raw politics. Who's got the power to do this? So we had a conversation, I did at least, with some friends on Friday afternoon saying, do you think that the Republicans would even put anybody up or go through this given what happened in March of 2016? And the response from all of us in the conversation was pretty much universal in that it's probably not the right thing to do if you look at the philosophy that was employed back then, but there's no doubt that they are going to put somebody and try to cram this through. Do they have the votes to do it? Well, I'll tell you what, David, let's take a break, and when we come back, you can kind of walk us through what has to happen. I think, and those of you that follow politics, no surprise with Murkowski and Collins from Alaska and Maine, senators respectively, saying they're not going to get involved in this. They don't think there should be hearings or confirmation or whatever until the election is over with. I'd like to know where y'all feel about this. If you could text me on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870 and let me know, should there be confirmation hearings and confirmation of a Supreme Court justice before the election? And I guess the other thing we can bring up with David Schultz when we come back, professor of political science at Hamline University, is there's still time after the election. But if the president were to lose, that might even be worse. I don't know. Is it Election Day or January 20th or whatever Inauguration Day is that they need to be looking at? All right, let's take a break. 620 time for traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Monday morning, September 21st, the official countdown calendar, 43 days until the presidential election. And we're talking about Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away Friday night and what happens now. David Schultz is our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University. A text comes in and says, Ginsburg should have resigned 2 years ago. She did nothing but occupy a seat. She made rulings based on her political stances versus rule of law, good riddance, which is a terrible thing to say. And I only read that text because it comes down to, I guess, being full of crap and hypocrisy, et cetera, because if you're saying that this judge made rulings based on her political, or at least on her political beliefs, then you're saying you want a conservative judgment? Well, wait a minute. You're saying, I guess the difference is, David, if you rule in my favor, then you are a brilliant jurist. If you rule against me, then you're an activist judge. Is that the way it goes?
That's sort of how it goes. And I'll say that, you know, we have indications that in some cases, judges, you know, it's just a straight question of, I don't know, what's a vehicle in the park? You know, there's no ideology there. They're just trying to figure it out. And we clearly have cases where we know judges are ruling ideologically. And guess what? That's both on the Democratic and Republican side, liberal and conservative. So, again, if the theme of today is hypocrisy, no one gets the high moral ground by saying one side is just telling us what the law is and the other side is not.
And the other person, the same person rather that texted that in, also said, well, if the shoe was on the other foot, would it be different? And I would have to ask you, if you are, I'm talking to the listeners here, David, if you are a Democrat, would you seize this opportunity to influence the court for maybe a generation, right? Hurrying up and appointing a Democrat. And I think you got to look yourself in a liberal judge. You got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself exactly, okay, what do I believe and why? Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if both sides wanted to depoliticize the court, they could do two things. A, do their job right off the bat. I mean, part of the reason why the court's resolving so many important issues is because Congress and the president, Democrats and Republicans, can't work together, and someone has to do it. And two, if you really wanted to depoliticize it, come up with a different process, you know, for how presidents, you know, vet or select nominees, change the way you hold the hearings. You know, so I'm going to just say, you know, pox on both houses at this point. You're both equally guilty in this one.
All right, so let's talk about the election and will this have any influence on the election? Some people are already voting. And what about if you got a lame duck president, if President Trump were to lose, and I don't know what happens in the Senate at that point? I could see one of two things happening. I could see, you know, let's ram this through because, you know, I'm not going to be here anymore. I don't care about that. But I could also see it as if you really want to, go ahead, David. Give me your thoughts. And I'm looking at the clock.
Possibly they could still ram it through. But my suspicion is that after the election, assuming, let's say, Trump were to lose, the pressure would be even harder. There would be people like Mitt Romney, for example, and maybe a couple of others who would probably say we really ought to sit tight. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a last-minute effort to try to do it, although history suggests that it would be nearly impossible to be able to pull this off. The other point you were bringing up here is that I'm not sure how much at the end of the day this, you know, her death and possible replacement changes politics. I know the media wanted to say game changer, but at the end of the day, people have already made up their minds. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody left in America who doesn't know what their choice is between Biden versus Trump, and if there is, she's still in her coma. And it's just going to probably affect us an incredibly few number of votes, really, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you have a great week. Somebody texted in, Obama was finishing his second term, not running for a second term, and I understand that, but if anything, that makes the argument for waiting, because Donald Trump would have a chance to go through all of this again, or at least to go through the process in January after he's reelected, as opposed to President Obama, who 9 months before we knew was not going to be president. I appreciate your time again. Thank
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.